guys. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. This is Chris Williams. How you doing? It's just you, me, and the microphone today. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about continuous progress. It's about consistency. It's about doing something often enough that you're constantly moving the dial and finding out what's failing and what's working and refining it and improving it. So even though this mini podcast doesn't have a name yet, we're going to get there. Today, what I'm thinking about is intention. Pretty soon, I'm going to do a long-form podcast on the idea of intent. But let's talk about it for now, in brief, in summary, nice and casual. Because here's the thing I'm noticing. Too often, you know, we just do stuff. And you can have a Kanban board with a big list of stuff, and you can knock things off, moving them from the backlog pile to the doing pile to the done pile. And it feels like, okay, now we're agile. Because, you know, we got all our stuff that we want to do up on the board, and we're blowing our way through it. And the progress through the stack is visual, so we feel like we're being agile. But here's the deal. One of the ways that you improve and get faster, get better, innovate, is to make sure that all of those things that you do roll up to some kind of objective. So if you have a list of 50 things, but they're not grouped by theme somehow, how do you know you're doing the most important and the right things? So to my mind, we should start everything with intention. And that's not just related to your Scrum board or your Kanban board. It's related to everything you do. There's a couple of different ways to get to intention. Number one is to reflect on it. So if you're about to go into a meeting, make sure you sit down beforehand and say, what do I intend for this meeting? Now, for some people, that's visualization. For me, I like to picture the actual conversations we might have. I like to picture the people in the room. What are they wearing? How are they going to be sitting? Are they smiling? Are they happy? Are they excited about whatever I'm talking about? Are they asking questions? Are they engaged? So I literally visualize a future or an outcome for almost every major interaction or major task I undertake. I know what the world's going to look like when I'm done with it. I can picture it. I can see it in my mind's eye. And all you have to do is take a few moments beforehand to do that. See, because in today's culture, correct me if I'm wrong, tell me I'm lying, that we go from one meeting to the next. In fact, we actually have to book meetings to finish early or start late because we know that if I have a 1 hour meeting, it's going to go 3 minutes long and then I got to get to my next. And there's always a next, right? There's no such thing as no meeting after this meeting. That's just how we run these days. So where's the time for intention in there? It just doesn't exist. So you got to make it. Can you do it on your walk towards the next meeting? For sure you can. I mean, there's a great book called Pieces Every Step or Piece in Every Step. And maybe I'll post it on my website or something. But it's a wonderful book about just taking a moment as you're walking to be aware of your footsteps on the ground, to be aware of your breathing, to look around and really see, like, how many times do you walk through the halls of your office and not notice the plaques or the paintings or the signs or some of the things that are on the wall or the plants? Like, how many times do you not notice certain people used to sit in a certain spot? They've been gone for 6 months. You didn't even know. It's because we're too focused on what's coming next and where we're going and not so much about the present moment. So presence of mind is actually a really important agile skill, and we don't teach it at all. So I want you guys to learn it, because presence of mind allows you to have intention for your upcoming actions. And that introduces tremendous power, because if you go into a meeting with no intention, or a working session with no intention, or a baseball game or a boxing match with no intention, you'll get exactly what you put into it. No particular, you know, outcome in mind, no particular strategy for getting there. Guess what you're going to get? It's not really rocket science, right? And so, of course, it applies to things like meetings, but it applies to more high-powered things like negotiations or presentations. Know what you're trying to get out of it. What's the world look like when you're done? The same thing also applies to the work that you do. So rather than just writing down a series of tasks today, the easiest way to have intention around your tasks is for every task, write why. Now, if this sounds foreign to you, it shouldn't, because if you write stories on a daily basis, you always write the as a blank, I want to blank so I can blank. Well, guess what that is? That's an intention of sorts. That's saying, here's why I'm writing or making this code or this feature or this product. Somewhere there's a customer I'm serving and I need to see him or her and how I'm going to change their world. What's it going to look like when this thing's released and they're using it? So we're very used to describing our intention. We just don't do it for any other part of our lives. So if you've got tasks that you want to do today, I got to spend 30 minutes working on this deck. Well, why? Is 30 minutes of improvement really going to make it 90% better? Or are you just, you know, cleaning it up and making it look slightly better? Is that the best way to spend your time? And to what end? Well, I want my presentations to be slick and powerful, and I want to leave them behind for others to use or enjoy in the future. That's one kind of outcome that will determine whether spending another half hour on it is valuable. But if this presentation is just throwaway and it'll never be used again, is it still as valuable to spend 30 minutes tweaking it? So I'm really thinking about intention these days, guys. And so start your day with intention. Start your meetings and sessions with intention. Start your coaching, your presentations with intention. Start your stories and your task list with intention. Know where you're going with everything. See what kind of difference it makes. Something to think about. Hey guys, good to talk to you. Don't forget to tune in, badassagile.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, all the regular suspects. And you can find me on Twitter at @badass_agile and Instagram at @badassagile. Don't forget to check out the Medium book as well, Field Notes for Agile Leaders on medium.com. Guys, any questions or comments, reach out. I want to hear from you. Have a great day.